Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The undertaker looks like he's 12. That's just weird. Anyway, I get married, I come back, and I get divorced, I move away, and I don't know how it works, so I'm back now. I'm dating an internal medicine doctor, which is just weird. I have no idea what she sees in me. But anyway, I'm just like to get you guys to know what I love myself. But this is how it happened. This is how my divorce happened. I was married for 9 years, which is 12 years of the wind chill factor, and, we're growing apart. I'm a little bit country, she's a bit heartless bitch, and, we went out shopping, and as we got older, we put on a few pounds, I admit it, although I have lost a few pounds, too, since the first year. First year, I weighed 190 butt naked, now I weigh, like, 182 fully clothed. And all my friends have commented, you look so much better since you started wearing clothes. And, but I took my wife out shopping for jeans, and she holds up a pair of skinny, and she didn't choose some kind of weird denial about the weight gain. And she holds up a pair of skinny chick jeans, and she said, do you think these will be shortening? And I said, I don't think shortening is going to be slippery enough. I So that was the end of that marriage. I miss my ex-wife. I miss the weird things. You know, she used to grind her teeth at night. I miss that. I wake up and hear her down in the workshop. And, she waxed her legs once. That was cool. The wooden one came out all shiny. And, very pretty, she's a woman called a dishwater blonde, you know, she's blonde, she has a plate in her head. And, so you guys are on my wavelength. Now, it took a while to get you there, but I rounded you in. Some people have no idea what I'm talking about. I knew there was a traveling here, I just got back from Napa Valley.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.